Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnson with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We're so pleased to talk to you about a company that's got multiple products that can help you and your clients be very effective. Now, we've known about this product and actually recommended it for many years, five plus at least. And some of you might know the Dext family by its prior name, Receipt Bank. Now, it turns out Dext is currently owned by HG Capital, which owns a variety of properties, and the Iris family of properties, of which we've talked about on other technology labs. Now, in this case, there's three different tools in the Dext toolkit today: Dext Prepare, Dext Precision, and Dext Commerce. Now, I think for most of you, Dext Prepare would be maybe the most familiar, and I suspect you may know about Dext Commerce and Dext Precision, but if you don't, that's the reason we're doing the podcast with you today. So, Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about the Dext family of tools?
You know, I think the overarching thing to remember about Dext is they're trying to get you out of the data entry business. Okay. So they have Prepare that extracts data from documents and invoices. They have Precision that helps you do some analytics, helps you identify financial insights. And then they have Commerce that actually automatically ports over sales and expense transactions from retailers, payment platforms, and marketplaces. So the idea here is that, you know, we've been talking for some time about letting the technology do the work for you. And in many cases, Dext AI and OCR can extract the data and enter it for you. However, in cases where it can't, we've got human verification that can take place on the back end so that you're dealing with accurate data instead of big, bad data. Okay, so we want big good data instead of big bad data. And so, you know, again, if I think about this, you know, this is really the missing link in so many of the automation programs. You know, we talk about integration platform as a service / digital plumbing, and we talk about getting data to flow directly into the accounting software and capturing, you know, and all these other things. But where the rubber meets the road, if we can, you know, and we talk about payables automation, where you can get it to automatically queue up the, you know, to take the bill, automatically extract the data, queue up the data entry like you can with bill.com and with Corpay One and everything. But this really fixes everything else. Okay. I can take this and this lets me solve the whole solution. It really goes through and gives you a set of solutions so that you can solve the problem of duplicate data entry or just human beings entering data. You know, you've said many times that if I have an accountant, if I have a professional or paraprofessional entering data into an application, I have a broken process. And this is the suite that gives you some options for solving that problem.
It absolutely does. And see, Brian, I'm just thinking about, you and I have gone back and forth on accounting automation for a decade or more. And it turns out that, you know, this was one of the earliest tools to actually do the job right. And, you know, of course, you coined the term of digital plumbing hooking systems together. And then this pre-accounting category, of which there's half a dozen worthy competitors nowadays. can really eliminate that. And I remember the first day we were talking about 1040 work papers, and you were talking about a shoebox of documentation being brought in for a tax return. And this is the shoebox of accounting. It's all those receipts and everything else that's supporting documentation. And in our earliest orientation on Dex Prepare, we knew that you could take a shoebox of documentation and get it classified and match it to electronic feeds. All very interesting stuff. Now, the Dex Prepare product can allow submission through their mobile app, through email, and by an invoice fetching mechanism. And they connect today and synchronize their data into Xero and QuickBooks Online and QuickBooks Desktop and Sage 50 and other products. Very interesting on that. And they can also do a fair number of the rules and expense reporting and so forth. So this flagship product indexed, Dex Prepare, was formerly again called Receipt Bank. And what are other key features that you might call out, Brian?
So they have over 30 integrations with different applications. So you don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel and use this as a standalone thing. It also works with 11,500 banks and institutions. So the idea about this is that, again, you can go through and do all manner of things with this. So you can request paperwork. You can send requests on your outstanding paperwork. They have a feature where you can get it to automatically update and automatically request something again. So again, if you think about this, I call that auto nag. So you can get that to go in there so that you have some automation behind you helping you get this up. You can extract every line of data from any receipt or invoice, bank statement, and over 1,400 online suppliers with 99% accuracy. You know, it's not 100%, but it's 99%. And in most cases, you know, that's good enough. You know, you may have to, you're going to be checking it anyway if you're doing your due diligence. And so you'll have that. You can also, it also lets you see when somebody hasn't been uploading their paperwork that needs to go in. So you can know that you need to prompt somebody, you need to prompt your client to upload statements and to upload bills and other things like that that they haven't uploaded. So if they go quiet on you, you have a way of measuring that they've gone quiet. And now you need to prompt them to jump back in the accounting game. And again, you've got real-time chat tools in there. You can even go through here and go through and do some light expense reporting inside here.
So you're on target with many of these things, because a lot of people talk about collaborating with clients, but you know, a lot of times this is more of a one-way street, more like throwing things over a wall into your firm and you throw it back out of your firm, as opposed to things going back and forth. We've talked about a few other tools in the technology lab where we do really have this real-time collaboration that's going on. And of course, there, you know, is the bank match, like you, I think, had mentioned a little bit earlier. And there's a bank statement extraction capability as well. So another way that you might think about this is Dex Prepare can be your centralized data capture and processing mechanism. And it can really get all the source documents and data into a single place. Another thing this tool has, like many of the practitioner tools, is a single partner dashboard. So you can see all of your clients and you can see where they may have inactivity, as you'd mentioned before, or that there's processing to be done. And you know, when you're thinking about trying to manage your team resources, you can see who's got extra time or you know, who is overloaded along the way.
And the thing about this product specifically is this was developed in Commonwealth countries for use with value-added tax. So they, you know, even before you and I had to go in and we said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could enter this data? Okay. In these Commonwealth countries, they have had to extract that VAT, that specific VAT data off the bottom of those invoices forever. And so they've got huge volume going through here. I mean, their OCR is doing 12 million discrete items per month at 99.7% accuracy with automation and AI. And so, and they've got humans to back it up. But you know, the thing about this is that this is not a Johnny come lately. This is a product that's been around for quite some time through here. You know, they have the they have a product, and I don't know, it still exists inside the software, I think, but it's called OneTap Receipts. And so the beautiful part about it is if you have somebody that brings you a box of receipts, you can tell that client that, hey, I will call, you know, I'll have manpower come enter data for you, or you can pay manpower, you know, I'll mark manpower up 100% and bill it back to you, or you can have manpower or some temporary agency come in and scan all your receipts, put it into this application for me. This will give me the Excel sheet I need to start slicing and dicing and figuring out what we need to do to solve your shoebox problem. Gives you the tools you need to meet people where they are in their lack of automation, and you can make the problem go away without you having to make it go away yourself.
So as it turns out, Brian, you know, there's lots of reasons, as we would see it, to use Dext. The primary item of being able to get the client bookkeeping data where it needs to be, so you can get all your supplier invoices and expenses and bank statements and all that captured and coded, if you will. You've already pointed out a lot less data entry. And, you know, in this time of labor shortages and attempts to try to outsource and so forth, we're still thinking that automation is your best bet. So if we can get data entry eliminated by doing extraction at this 99% accuracy, you can get a lot more of this snap and scan on a phone and automatic fetch from your bank statements and emailing of documents. And, you know, the other thing that the Dext product will do is it will handle a lot of the year-end VAT returns, like you just mentioned, and you can track all the client jobs in and out. So I think productivity is good. Further, Dext has the ability to take bookkeeping data and provide you insights where you can talk to your client about how they're spending money and spot problems before they arise. And that is a big value. It really does give you what you need, where you need, when you need it. And this works across all kinds of industries, whether it's retail or e-commerce or credit and invoice. And, you know, as I'm thinking about this, the pricing on the product, well, first, you should know that there are exclusive accountant and bookkeeper programs. You know, these guys have had the accountant and bookkeeper programs around really since inception. So they have been very friendly on that side. You know, the Dext people can tell you more about what's in that. They do then, because of that, have plans for accountants and bookkeepers where you can have blocks of clients, 10, 20, 50, and more. And it turns out that they will sell the product directly to businesses. Those plans basically are $22, $43, and $64 a month for 5, 20, and 30 users with 300, 3,000, and 4,000 documents. This is very affordable compared to labor, as we would see it. And again, the accuracy is very, very high. So knowing that that's the pricing piece along the way, Brian, we don't want to overstay our welcome with our guests today. But perhaps a couple of comments about the other platforms make some sense.
Okay, so there's also a Dext Commerce platform, and this is really designed to solve the problem of getting your online marketplaces like Shopify, eBay, PayPal, Square, and the payment platforms, and the, I guess, your general online sales platforms to integrate with Xero and QuickBooks. You know, the problem with these things is not that you can't integrate it. The problem is you can't get the data integrated the way you want it to be integrated. And so Dext Commerce is really designed to solve that problem for Xero and QuickBooks Online. So it will go through and do, again, help you automate your processes. It'll help you keep on track with changes in legislation, as, you know, help you identify, for example, potentially some changes there. And again, what it does, you know, if you think about what Dext is prepares doing and what Commerce is doing, we're really setting up to have real-time data without real-time work, which is one of my mantras that I've had for a long time for CAS, where we let the automation do the work for us. You know, if I had to describe, just to run back to Dext Prepare for a second, if I had to take Dext Prepare and Dext Commerce, the best way I would describe this is a Tinkerbell little data entry fairy that just makes the data entry go away inside the computer. So you just got this little Tinkerbell just flying over, And she goes through and makes the data entry, either integrates it, retrieves the statements with Fetch that they have involved in there, where they can retrieve from thousands of vendors, or they go through and, again, you go through and you take the scan documents and you feed them into there. Okay. So that's commerce. The next one is precision. Okay. And so this goes through and looks and does analytics on here. So this is the former Zenit product, I think it is. And so what it does is it goes through and works on your workflows here. And again, it gives you kind of a health score function so that you can know how your client's doing. Is their data good? Is their data suspect? You know, what do we need to do to fix this? You know, is this, you know, it lets you go into this before you march your staff member into this job. You can effectively use this and it can tell you, you know, this data looks pretty solid, or this data looks pretty sketchy. And so it helps you understand. So if it's really solid, maybe you give it to somebody more junior. But if it's sketchy, you probably want somebody that's been around the block more than once and has a little gray hair, or at least some colored gray hair involved doing this, because you need that experience in with this. So again, it helps you with the allocation of resources and helps you do that with confidence, because the worst thing you can do is give the simple data entry oriented and rote tasks to the person that has more capability, or get somebody that's an intern in there over their head. And so this helps you match up the skills with this.
Yeah. So Dext Precision is used by practices to prospect and quote and onboard. And it also helps you with data quality and tracks and volumes and so forth. It should help you streamline your processes so you can actually get monthly bookkeeping all the way through your quarterly and year-end accounts. And again, it gives you good full oversight and client data analysis to use. So, you know, when we do the Tech Lab sessions with you, we're trying to identify various tools that you might use. In the case of Dext, we probably could have done three different labs. I would suggest to you, whether it's Prepare or Commerce or Precision, you may use one or all three in your practices. The Commerce tool can be purchased at the CPA firm level. It's about $40 per client per month. I actually price it as $41 for one, $82 for five, and $165 for 10, I believe it is. Yes, 10. It turns out, likewise, this can also be purchased directly by the businesses. It depends on volume, but $16 to $50. And for Dext Commerce, I believe that the capabilities will generally be superior to the built-in capabilities for commerce in QuickBooks, as an example. And we have other e-commerce integration tools that we know professionals are using when the capabilities inside the Intuit platform are not enough. Well, Dext can be a really good partner for you. Brian, parting thoughts on what our practitioners should know about Dext?
You can't do everything the same way you always have. So you need to try changing things up a little bit. Dext has got a suite of tools that will take and make the data entry largely go away for you in a lot of different areas. It fills in a lot of the workflows where we end up having a lot of manual work. And so it automates those workflow processes for you. It helps you be much more effective in assigning tasks to people, because it helps you see whether the data tends to be sketchy or whether the data tends to be better. And so it generally just solves a lot of the grunt work problems in here. In this day and age, when you don't have enough people to go around, having something where you can take somebody that is not skilled and have them take pictures of receipts and invoices and do scans and simply feed it into an engine and then have that spit out something that a paraprofessional or professional can start working with, as opposed to having to spend that high dollar, very scarce labor on the rote task of getting that data in there, I mean, that's invaluable. I think you've got to try something new. And if you're not using a solution in this area, I think this is a great, great choice to evaluate.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're using QBO, QBD, QuickBooks Online, QuickBooks Desktop, Xero, Bill.com, Gusto, Approval Max, all of those are supported by Dext Prepare. And a lot of the major commerce platforms are supported by Dext Commerce. Well, we appreciate you joining us and listening to another Technology Lab. Brian and I look forward to seeing you again on another episode in the near future. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.